From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. It's time now for your letters. And many of you wrote in response to my interview last week with outgoing D.C. Schools Chancellor Michelle Rhee. Specifically, you took issue with this moment. You know, after Mayor Fenty lost the Democratic primary last month, you said that that result was, and these are your words, devastating for the school children of Washington, D.C. Yeah. And those words were splashed across the front page of the Washington Post. I have to tell you, as a mother of a third grader in D.C. public schools, sitting down to breakfast that morning with that on the news on the table, thinking about children across the city, seeing those words, I thought that was a pretty lousy message to send to the kids of Washington. What were you thinking? Well, some listeners wondered, what was I thinking? Kathy Williamson, a retired teacher who also lives here in Washington, writes this. It was appropriate for D.C. voters to express their opinion of the Fenty administration at the ballot box. It was not appropriate for the NPR interviewer to speak rudely and personally. What happened to objective journalism? To someone many of us in the education field think has done a fabulous service to children in the city.
We also received letters about my story on the Delaware Senate debate. This is how I describe the candidates, Republican Christine O'Donnell and Democrat Chris Coons. She is a telegenic crossover from late-night TV, nominally a marketing consultant. Her father was a TV actor who filled in for Bozo the Clown. Coons is a highly educated, not very telegenic, but very articulate corporate lawyer who worked in the very successful family business. Well, Mark Michener of Pottsville, Pennsylvania, writes this. I'm a lifelong conservative. I am constantly selling NPR to my conservative friends because I feel NPR is the only good resource for news and information that actually makes me more informed rather than more opinionated. But I listened to Mr. Siegel's report on the Delaware campaign and thought it was unfairly negative towards Ms. O'Donnell.
And Stan Tracy from Omaha, Nebraska writes, I thought that the correspondent attempted to demean the Republican candidate by referring to her father as an actor who once filled in as Bozo the Clown. What possible relevance does her father's job have? My father worked all of his life in a factory. Does this mean that his children are somewhat less important or worthy of a voice than the children of privilege?
Well, please keep your letters coming. You can write to us at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.